August 9th, 2012, it's What for Pedro Show.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro, though I ain't in Pedro. I'm in Stockholm, Sweden. And interest in acoustics might be because of this hotel. And I'm downtown by the train station in Radisson. They got a tile floor here from the hatch to the desk where I'm doing this. Start off the show. John Coltrane doing Alabama off some television taping he did. I recognize the jacket that Elvin Jones is wearing, but I can't remember. It might be a West German thing. But anyway, Alabama, very heavy for those four girls killed in that bombing, firebombing or something, of a church in the 60s. And yeah, today's also I don't know, 67th anniversary of bombing in Nagasaki. Yeah, it was weird for me. There was some shooting in Wisconsin, and I mean, there every day there's some sadness somewhere, I know, but I think it also maybe kind of a. I played with the Stooges. That's why I'm over here in Europe now, in Katowice, southwest part of Poland, and it wasn't too far away from this Auschwitz-Birkenau camp from the Second War, you know, World War. Yeah. I guess concentrate, but camp, but kind of death, kind of. I mean, it's really difficult to talk about all this for me. Yeah. So, music helped a little bit. After John Coltrane, we had Sawako doing Hug Bug. And, I mean, right off the bat, to start the show, talk about that kind of stuff. Harmony. We've had some good gigs. All of them have been good, in fact. Yesterday was trippy. In Colmar, France, we had played this festival in this town, the same stage, 7 years ago. Except the Ashton brothers, Ronnie on guitar, Scotty on drums. And, yeah, in those days I wore Levi's with a different t-shirt every gig. I was thinking about that. And I got this, gray work outfit, Dickies, you know? And, yeah, I mean, I wore 3 years of black for Ronnie, black flannel, black Levi. But, I didn't. Yeah, I thought maybe wear something else, and I looked in the mirror and I saw my hair and it was all, yeah, silver gray. So I thought, yeah, I'm not the most imaginative person, but I mean, it seemed like that kind of fit me, or interesting. I never really even worked in that color. The boiler suit was like a royal blue, dark blue. So that was a kind of a somber thing too. I tried my hardest. Actually hit the deck. I'll tell you about it a little later. A bunch of new music's just come out that I've become aware of, and yeah, I'd like to play some of this stuff now. There's something brand new from Sean and Cat Power. Watt from Pedro Show.
Oh, llorar y no amanece. Ya no sé si maldecirte o por ti rezar. Tengo miedo de buscarte y de encontrarte. ¿Dónde me aseguran mis amigos que te vas? Hay momentos en que quisiera mejor rajarme y arrancarme ya los clavos de este penal. Pero mis ojos se mueren sin mirar tus ojos. Mi cariño, con la aurora te vuelve a esperar. Ya agarraste por tu cuenta las parrandas. Paloma negra, paloma negra, ¿dónde andarás? Y ya no juegues con mi honra, parrandera. Si tus caricias han de ser mías, de nadie más. Y aunque te amo
feasible, seldom have I been able to write my way out of it. Oh! Would it suit me to scram the me scene? More than likely, need to be dead. Pull it off.
What, from Pedro Show? Yeah, we started off that chunk of music with something new from Cat Power. tune called Cherokee. And new album's coming out soon, right? Maybe it's called Sun. And then Windshield Smasher by Black Mouth Super Rainbow. Mr. Tom is, he put out a Kickstarter thing to get this new album going for them. And a lot of people came to help. That was very kind, I think. Because I think he's an innovative guy and interesting music. Then we had TV Trouble by Black Bananas. That's been out for a little bit now. And then, my buddy Concepcion told me about the passing. I mean, she was up there in the years. Her name was Chevelle Vargas. And she did a song there, Paloma Negra. And she was quite an individual. strong lady. And much respect for her. And then finally, my hero, Rich Meltzer, along with Mizuko, Mr. Shimmy, doing Scram the Mean Scene from the Spielgusher album. Came out last January. Speaking of those two, I think they're out touring both in separate things right now, but there's an anthology of Migu songs coming out, and I was asked to write a spiel for, and actually I thought it was already there, but I had to reconstruct it in my mind. But in a way, I mean, that band had such profound influence on me, it wasn't too tough to re-up the feelings or reveal the feelings. Yeah, I don't think they ever went away. And so what it is there are three albums and some, I don't know how it was done, but tunes were plucked off it and to make an anthology that's coming out on Chimera, great label. Or I should say Chimera. It's difficult. Yeah. To know the certain, but it's Chimera, trust me. It's a Greek word. So I'm gonna do a little spiel for it. As soon as I've had some bad luck with some internet here on the tour, so getting up things like big data is kind of tough. Some of these mesh pads. I should be back in my Pedro town Monday, but hopefully. I know I'm going to let it go all night, try to get this thing up. It's good when, I was thinking of the old days when sometimes it'd be much after the date I made the show when I'd get it up there. Also, sometimes it'd be like maybe a month. This is before I tried doing them on my own computer when I was touring. And sometimes I can't, you know. But I try to do 3 a month. Anyway, that's where I am with stuff like that. Almost 3 weeks away from my Pedro town, so missing it. I was told, though, a couple things. One, I'll wait till the next break to tell you about that. Because I'm on a little time. But kind of funny thing, whatever, honor is they put on the cover of the San Pedro Today magazine. And Mr. Jack Barish talked to me for a spiel there. And Josh, the boss, said that was nice of him. At the beach in Levi's and flannel with my bass. That's the way everybody hangs out at the beach, right? Let's hear some more music.
She's a 9, she's a 10, she's a I'm So, let's get serious now. Was Poe afraid?
This is a serious poem. I didn't mean it to be comical.
On these same brick streets of Baltimore tonight, was Poe afraid? Afraid of the fluorescent eyes of dogs, the raven's reflection, the rat's scat through sawdust in Holland's market, the smell of rot and burlap thick as fur, afraid of roaches, disease, of poverty, loud poverty, boom box, crackle crack, whip, poor ponies, pulling carts full of greens up Green Street, overloaded with greed. Afraid of the thick sky over foggy tavern doors on Cross Street, cloud-draped rummage, crimson cloak, threading from the hill down to the curling dark water bay. Afraid of the statues with iron pope, poet capes, flowing in formal rapture and cast hollow spirits, looking down cold upon those animated who walking and talking past old doorways. Afraid of the wine, the drugs, the vault, of alcoholic shorelines, fractal ragged fault. Floating in a dream grave, afraid to yell, smug disciples repeating versions of hell. The whirl of a wash, a tangled thread, sets an alarm that turns to dread, makes the vision flow instead into creation and how such a grace is fed. Life is a poor host, grabbing guests who came, swirling great pleated sheets, wrapping the stars, leaving streaming party coils to their last cars. Some on twilight's slightly twisted cane. Yeah.
Hey, you just heard poet Charlie Plymell from Cherry Valley, New York, upstate. Reading the poem was Poe Afraid. Much respect for Charlie. You know, I got a libretto from him called Planet Chernobyl. And me and Petra are going to put music to it, bass, violin, and singing. As soon as I get some time. He's way into it. Of course, Charlie wants to rewrite it all, but he gave us a beautiful thing. So. Ahead of him, we had Mr. Shimmy Sempo from his little mini album. I think he's touring it right now. He's doing 6 or 7 gigs over in his land. Good luck. Say seas, Mr. Shimmy. Ahead of that, another band from Japan, Yucca, with Life. And then some folks from San Jose, California. In fact, one of the cats in the band is Helper Man Derek for Stooges Crew. And they're called The Bang, and we heard I'm a Good Woman. His wife, one of the singers. And start all off with Zen Mother Hen by Robert Pollard, which is a yeah, I thought of that because I got a visit. Actually, Tell wasn't in Colmar, which is like the Alsace part, northeast part of France. It's there was a little town called Horber or something. You know, we pronounce a little different, and I just screw up everything no matter what, even the English. But Mrs. Peake lives in Strasbourg, maybe 50 miles to the north, and she took a train and a bus to come see me. And lo and behold, Mrs. Peake is 7 and a half months with child. So a new shipmate is coming aboard, and I was very happy for her. She even came yesterday. Well, the first visit was the day before yesterday, and then she came yesterday to see the show. She brought her camera. She was in the pit. Yep. Came by herself, you know. This is a tough lady. Respect to her. And, you know, we're putting together a book. Last year she went on the North America Hyphenated Man Tour. 52 gigs, 52 days. She shot pictures during the whole time. And we're getting a book together. Maybe 5 shots a day. It's an interesting narrative. Her perspective, you know. Very Peakian. If people want to look at her work, you can go to peakness.com, peakness.com, and trip on that. Incredible woman. She was in SoCal a long time. Of course, many years in Thailand, but she was actually born in the U.S. And, started a new life, a new town, Strasbourg, France. Husband, Bill. I got to spend last summer with them. And it was sweaty, maybe 3 days or 2 days, and then I brought her to Paris. She had never seen things like Notre Dame. And then new for both of us was the Pompidou, where the modern stuff is. And it was an interesting adventure. Of course, I was hobbled. Still hobbled, but I try not to let that stop me. It's just a little slower. So getting a visit by her was great. This little town, believe it or not, it was all cornfields around, you know. But it wasn't too far from the gig, which was a wine festival. But it brought back memories, like I was telling you. Oh, look at this. We're at the end of the first hour. August 9, 2012. Watt from Pedro Show. Hold tight for hour 2. August 9, 2012. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
Can you see your cracks on your side? mechanic with his Kevlar on wrong. I guarantee you'll meet up with the suicide bomb. Hell broke loose. Hell broke loose. Fucking ditches in the middle of the road. You pay $100 just for filling in the hole. Listen to the general every goddamn word. How many ways can you polish up a turd? And left, right, left, left, right, left, right. Hell broke loose. Hell broke loose. Hell broke loose. That's the only ones responsible for making this mess. Got the sorry asses able to a goddamn desk. And hell broke loose. Hell broke loose. Left, right, left. What did you do before the war? I was a chef. I was a chef. And what was your name? It was Jeff. Jeff. I lost my body and I wept. Wept. I come down from the mess, so I slept, slept. I had a good home, but I left, left. Pants fit the wind for a joke. I pants right in with the goat. Glanced at her skin, she said, nope. Left, right, left. Nimrod, Bodfish, have you any wool? Get me another body bag, the body bag's full. And my face was scorched, scorched. I miss my home, I miss my porch, porch. Left, right, left. Can I go home in March? March. My stance was a chin full of smoke. That rancid dinner with the Pope. And left, right, left. Kelly Prosciutto got his thumbs thrown off. Sergio's developing a real bad cough. Sergio's developing a real bad cough. And hell broke loose. Hell broke loose. Hell broke loose. Heatherway and boom went Bowery. Oh, what the hell was it that the president said? Give them all a beautiful parade instead. And left, right, left. While I was over here, I never got to vote. I left my arm in my coat. My mom, she died and never wrote. We sat by the fire and ate a coat. Just before he died, he had a coke. Now I'm home.
Watt from Pedro Show. Start off the second hour with something, some more new music off the new Mau Mau album. We got Faker. All right, Rick. Mr. Wilder. I'm trying to play one show because great band, great cat, you know, so I want to keep going, let people know. He's from the old days, Hollywood scene, and nothing old about him except, like me, his body. Then we heard Hell Broke Loose from Tom Waits. And, yeah, same kind of trip in a way, but yeah, it's funny about that. People can share like parallel universe, but still be wholly unique and not just cookie cutter rubber stamps, you know? I find that interesting. I find that healthy. And then Frank O'Hara Hit. That's from Chelsea Light Movement. Who's Chelsea Light Movement? Well, Thurston Moore has given his band a name now. So they just Thurston. And I saw him at that off festival gig in Katowice, Poland. And actually, his guitar man, Keith Wood, saved me from a tumble. Here I was bringing the backup bass after doing Pride with Larry and James Williams. And there was a big hump there to cover wires going across the road I didn't see. And damn if I didn't go flying. And he was there to catch me. Even the bass didn't go down. You know, I still was going to try to bring it up and robust. Eric said, no, come on, Watt. Because there was a raining gig. Yeah, it was in Switzerland, and I was afraid of slipping, and so I think I was an idiot and went off. I didn't hear the question right, and I did a knee jerk. You gotta be careful with knee jerks. Somebody told me about answering an email. You should wait a little while so you think about it. Anyway, yeah, that's this new thing. We talked about this project we want to get going called A Fatal Jack Off on the Moon. The title comes from a Richard Meltzer poem. He said I could use it. And it's going to be two of his cats from this band, Keith Wood, John Maloney, the drummer man. They want to come to Pedro and do it. But Thirst wants to play the bass. And he said with a pick. And he wants me to do guitar. Of course, I have to use my fingers. And he wants to do something called instant composition. So he don't want me to write anything beforehand. I've done that to Nels. He's into it. I did to Bob Lee. He should have peeked along. But he did great. By the way, that's what I got to get mixed. Is that Black King out? Damn it. There's two albums that I got to get finished is that one and the duet with Jim O'Rourke. After Thirst, we had something new from Bob Mould called The Descent. Bob's still kicking like Cato. Much respect to him. And then Evan from I first met him. He's a fourth man in the Terremelos, where they're actually a trio. They brought another man to help realize an album. Patagonia Rats or something. And I met him in Japan. I play with those cats. San Jose guy who just moved to New York City. He's got a new band called Family Room. Where do they get these names? And Can't Understand You is the tune. I think the album's called Rake. But he's an amazing musician and cat. Much respect to him. Then finally we heard Perpetrator by Joe Bouchard. And he's, you know, bass man from Blue Oyster Cult. He plays everything on this album. He's out there in Connecticut. And he hasn't been with Blue Oyster Cult for a long time, but he's still making music. He's a music man. It's trippy to see pictures of him with a guitar. Here's some more music.
Hats off to your Polarolas. Straight from Atlanta in the stroller. You thought he was the Duke of Earlmans. 7-year itch, 401k plan. I used to spend the whole night dreaming. Give me one thing I might believe.
Oh! this hour. Quiet horses on the runway. I can hear you laughing all the way over. All the way over. From my window. From my window.
from Pedro Show. You just heard Maths. Sorry, I had to prepare my mouth to say that. Maths. Like More Than One Mathematics, you know, by The Hysterical Injury. And ahead of that was Sun Holiday by Evie Kane. Now, I don't know as much about Hysterical Injury, but I think Brother Jonathan, bass brother Jonathan, is in Evie Kane. It's a new proj. Who's he out right now with? Shins, I think. Head of that was another bass man, Big Sir, which is Juan's, from Mars Volta, Juan's band. That tune called The Kindest Hour. Great bass man. I got to see him in London a couple weeks ago. I got to give Big Abrazo. Ahead of that was Fast Gummy by, Gumi? Kuru Crew, which is a great band, Tokyo. I got to play with them. Maybe it's 4.5 years now when I did that first brother, sister, daughter tour with Sam Bennett and Kramer. They were at the first gig, I think. Were they? Maybe. Or High T or... God, time flies. You know? Like the Stooges gig 7 years ago. Damn. I was trying to remember what t-shirt I was wearing. I couldn't remember. Must be pictures somewhere. Ahead of that was Ate Me, Pedro Band, Toys That Kill, Todd, Respect, Recess Record Boss, just beautiful man. Ahead of that was Hifumi no Uta by Yakumo Goto Society, Mishiki no Miya. It's kind of a traditional thing. We started all off with Equal by Eric Britt. When you think of humanities and cultures, expressions, and you would hope. A great thing to hope for, wish for, work for. Without anyone having to eat shit. You know. Nightmare mean way. I gotta talk about Danny Salvador. I got word that he passed away. He's a San Pedro guy. I met him. He was down the street from D. Boone in the Park Western Projects when I moved there from Navy Housing. Well, these ones called the Estates, these newer ones that were right next. And, we had turned into a band. 15 years old. Bright Orange Band. Never wrote a song, but tried to copy songs off records. And Danny, I remember, actually, you know, we started doing music before we tried that band. Actually, that band was kind of the brainchild of a cat named Dale Caldwell, who passed away a while ago. I think there's one guy left. His band name was Chris Kilo, but I think maybe Chris Key was his real name. He lived by the junior high we went to, Dodson, and we practiced in his garage. But we started with Danny doing music. Went to D. Boone's mom wanted me to play in the house with D. Boone after school, and so be a bass player, and D. Boone would be a guitar player. Like, she was a guitar player. He got a slide guitar or something. I don't know. He had a bigger amp. Man, we had tiny little amps, so I think D. Boone, you can come play with us sometime if I can use your amp, Danny. Danny's mom was, what's her name? Miyoko, I think. She was from Japan. So, I don't know. It was Mexican and Hispanic and I'm young heritage, and so you know how kids are. Yeah, they called him Moto. So there's a Minutemen song called "Drop Dream," told by Moto. It's in his name. But yeah, it's sad news to hear. Just a couple hours ago, I hadn't seen him in a long while. But and Danny Salvador, he had an interesting way of talking. He liked to do a brief, cut words short clip, take command of language. It was interesting. I think it had maybe strong influence on my songwriting. Who knows? Miss you, Danny. We're at the end of the second hour of the August 9, 2012 Watt from Pedro show. Hold tight for hour three. August 9, 2012 is the third hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
You're alone and you got the fear. Storm my baby, let's move it out of here. I want, I never saw. If someone fucks up, I never take the fall. I got a great big bucket to put the crap in. I snap my fingers, and shit happens. I snap my fingers. I snap my fingers. I snap my fingers. I snap my fingers. And shit happens. And shit happens.
Thanks. We really appreciate it for listening. The humans were decimated. But the animals were still evolved or improved. The walkers contemplate running toward the sun in relation to worldliness. This canal eats hard and we become heavy. We empower the light. What about our destination? And we will meet underneath the tide. I can only see dirt. Okay, there's one. Stop it, get many times. Release me from your initiative as clearly as you can. For that is all I ask of you. Stagger me on the tweet truck. The devil is probably hit. Nobody for the car. Show love. There's no need. Show yourself!
Away. The fat ass desire. The fat ass.
Watt from Pedro show. Start off the third hour with a cover of a Stooges song, Raw Power by the Fairy Godmothers, who hail from Charleston, South Carolina. Very interesting, very heartfelt treatment of that. Respect. Doug Ballard. Then we heard something from France called Afternoons. Papier Tigre, band I got to tour with last October. With my missing man in France. Love that. First time I ever got to do extended time like that with my own music. Then Yo Mama did Snap My Fingers. And then something live from Scarcity of Tanks followed up. Motto for the Parked. And finally something new that I got bass on. A band called Anywhere or Praj. Christian Blue, really. And Mr. Cedric from Mars Volta. One connection there. Who else is doing bass? Omar's doing bass for Terry Genderbender. Anyway, I did bass for this. After the fact, I found out Cedric was a drummer. I was I'm pretty blown away. That tune was Zardo's. Maybe something to do with the movie. Wizard of Oz. Zardo's, that head, huh? Flying. Look like Karl Marx. That's what I said. Here in Stockholm, but last night played a gig in Colmar, France. Alsat part. And let's see, we were doing the last song of the set. It was called Open Up and Bleed. And the code is pretty intense. It gets, especially drummer man Larry Mullins there starts winding it up big time. And I've seen us work gig up with that. Like the energy, he taps into it. And he started getting in there. It was a shit-kicking stomp dance, wailing and vibrating and shaking, I'm kind of addled anyway, and then I was just, because Larry keeps re-upping it every time it comes around and stuff, so I'm trying to get, all of a sudden, I saw it, just the fury got unleashed, it went right out his like a butt check into my bass, into the strings, where the strings are. And I felt, I was like, whoa, what? You're going over. So, you're not in a position to stay up, so go with it. So I kind of rounded up my elbows and my back, my legs, even my butt, so I was going to roll with this thing. I was going to go down, but I wasn't going to hurt any tailbone or hands or elbow, hopefully. And sure enough, excuse me, I did go down, but I didn't get hurt, and only lost a couple licks. I got back up and start playing again and stuff. And a second time now in 9.5 years, this is them. But he said, sorry, and he was caught up, I understand. I don't know if it was that intense a blow, I think I'm just not in the strongest state, and I wasn't ready for it. We don't work these kind of things out. I haven't got my flying Karmazov Brothers routine thing worked out. But, the people, the gig goers, the spirit, it was just a righteous gig. It really was. And, things get intense. And, like I said, it didn't get hurt. So, what did Chick Hearn say? No arm, no foul, no blood, no ambulance. I liked it. Larry had a low riser, so he was right down there playing with me. Yeah, interesting. I like that. I'm used to it with my bands, not even using it. and have the drummer way up front like that. Let's hear last block of music for this edition, okay? Watt from Pedro Show.
Talking. To be no liar in my Lord, I want to love my neighbor in my heart. Lord, I want to love my neighbor in my heart. In my heart. In my heart. Lord, I want to love my neighbor in my heart.
Pedro Show. Last chunk of music for this edition. We started off with some stuff from Italy. You know, I got to see, did I mention this last show? Yeah, Andrea Nibelfi, Stefano Plia, my bandmates in Arsenio del Marinaio. I got to see at a Verona gig. They came. In fact, Andrea's from there, even though he lives in Berlin now, and showed me around. First pad Dante went when he got the exile. Anybody mentioned this, so don't want to sound stupid. But we got a tour coming in February. Album comes out in January. Can't wait. Anyway, some stuff from Italy. First was I Topi Non Avevano Nipoti by Tubax. And after that was Blues by Neo. Neo, of course, has an incredible guitarist, Manlio. I don't know so much about Tubax, but I love the music. Trippy. And then another band, this is from Davida, his label. It's called Ballad. I thought, you know, played blues. Neo played Ballad from Noe Banda Trio. And, yeah. Incredible musicians over there. Interesting. And after that, Brother Steve McKay, the sax man from the Stooges. This is from the early 70s. He tried to shop this tape around for his Carnal Kitchen Band. And that's a tune called Passion Dance. He told me it was much different than what Carnal Kitchen was doing in the years before that. Carnal Kitchen's the guy, you know, Marco was... playing in Ann Arbor that Ig saw and asked to be part of the Funhouse and stuff. So, very important. Then we heard maybe San Rafael, a little north of San Francisco, California. John Truby and the Ugly Janitors America doing something called Malt Salt for Walt. I can't tell if it's live or not. I don't think so. Maybe I'm kind of stupid. Finally, we had Mr. Tom Herman, Peruba guitarist, on his own solo album, a tune called Jesus. And, he's an incredible cat. A big hero to me. I love the way he plays. We're going to play this club. No, it's not a club. It's an amusement park. We're the only band. Stooges are the only band tomorrow. And supposedly Jimi Hendrix played at this place. I don't know if it's the same stage. I think it was redone or something. But. And then there's one more gig for these Europe things that they do in Brussels. And that's Sunday. And, of course, I've done diary on this. If you want to read my crazy stuff. But I've kind of added a new thing, more pictures. I think there's already 115 or 16 up there. And, of course, MikeWatt.com or HootPage.com. Go to the same place. MikeWatt.com. And, yeah, on the hotel paper, they had me with the S. Watts. That's kind of only when me and my sister are driving. Yeah, lame joke, I know. There's people with name Watts. Watson. Yeah. Tom Watson, missing him. Raoul, too. As soon as I get home, I got to do some crack because there's a gig on the 18th at the Redwood Bar and Grill. Downtown LA, 2nd Street. Love playing that place. It's like a boat. Much longer than it's wide. Good cats here. I think that's, the 18th. Is that a Friday? No, it's a Saturday. I'm stupid. Okay, so a week from Saturday. Be back home and play with my mission man, doing my Hyphenated Man, third opera. But first I got these two Stooges gigs, and I'm all focused for that, completely. Gotta be. Even though I've done it a while, I feel very lucky to be in this classroom. Stockholm, Sweden. It's been August 9th, 2012 edition of the Watt from Peter Show. Dear old Stockholm. Coltrane covered that. Anyway, people, keep your powder dry.